president of Epic MRA, one of the country's leading polling companies, if you will. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing...
Did you enjoy that Super Bowl game and everything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did. What was your favorite ad in that, Bernie?
Oh, the Clint Eastwood ad.
You like that?
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Which was your least favorite one?
Oh, I think that Pete Hoekstra's ad was kind of juvenile.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of interesting comments about that. We had a couple of callers who supported that. We've had Senator Whitmer as well as Sam Singh on, and they didn't like it. So if he wanted to get some attention, he got it, be it negative or positive.
Well, one thing that he should probably remember, and that is that if he wants to talk about spending, those who live in glass houses should not throw because he has a record, too.
Indeed, he does. That's for another poll. Let's talk about a story that kind of went away for a while, and we were all over the story because it has such an impact, but we haven't talked about it in a while, and that's the Asian carp. You did some polling involved with it. Tell us about it.
Well, the National Wildlife Federation purchased four questions in our January omnibus statewide survey dealing with the Asian carp issue, and there's pretty solid awareness of the issue, and when people are informed what the experts say about the impact of Asian carp, if it were to get into Lake Michigan, 93%, very, very solid number, is concerned about it, 73% very concerned. And when we asked them about a proposed solution of erecting barriers in the Chicago canals, 60% said that they supported that idea, only 15% opposed it, and there was 25% that were undecided. So clearly there is a very solid level of support for doing something about it. And obviously the report just came out from the Great Lakes Commission with a number of different scenarios for correcting the problem. And it ranges from anywhere from, I think, about $3.5 billion to about $9 billion to fix the problem. One of the questions we asked as to whether or not the federal government should be responsible for solving the problem and spending the money, or whether it should be left to the states. And 49% said that it should be the federal government. 37% said leave it to the states. And there's some interesting demographic breakouts as to who supports what. But this was done before the Great Lakes Commission report, and that number may change if people knew the cost that would be involved, because that's a pretty heavy cost for the states to try and deal with. $3.5 billion, even at the low end, is more than what our budget deficit was.
Bernie, were you surprised at the results? Not so surprised?
Not surprised, because I think that there's been a halfway decent amount of coverage of the issue. I know that the Free Press did a five-part series on it. They have editorially asked or urged the resolution to the problem and trying to address it. I think the Detroit News did as well, and a number of other newspapers and media outlets have editorialized about it, so I wasn't surprised at all.
And I know business for you is getting ready to kick in as we have an election season coming up. I can only imagine the polling's going to be hot and heavy.
Well, we have several polls that are planned for our media clients. We'll be doing one on the Republican presidential primary, and we're also going to try and have another omnibus survey so people can buy questions on it and whatever their main issue is, so we'll be busy.
You know, it'll also, Bernie, be interesting to get the feedback from the general public on this Pete Hoekstra commercial.
That would be interesting to test in a survey. You know, it was uncharacteristic for all the rest of the kinds of things that were in the ads, and it was very unlike the one that he was trying to mimic, and that was the Snyder ad.
Bernie Porn is the president of Epic MRI. Thanks so much, Bernie.
Thank you, Tony.